and drew it under. When the huntsman saw that, he went back and fetched 3 men to come with buckets and bail out the water. When they could see to the bottom, there lay a wild man whose body was brown like rusty iron, and whose hair hung over his face down to his knees. They bound him with cords and led him away to the castle. There was great astonishment over the wild man. The king, however, had him put in an iron cage in his courtyard, and forbade the door to be opened on pain of death, and the queen herself was to take the key into her keeping. And from this time forth, everyone could again go into the forest with safety. The king had a son of 8 years who was once playing in the courtyard, and while he was playing, his golden ball fell into the cage. The boy ran thither and said, "Give me my ball out." "Not till you have opened the door for me," answered the man. "No," said the boy, "I will not do that. The king has forbidden it," and ran away. The next day he again went and asked for his ball. The wild man said, "Open my door." But the boy would not. On the third day the king had ridden out hunting, and the boy went once more and said, "I cannot open the door, even if I wished, for I have not the key." Then the wild man said, "It lies under your mother's pillow. You can get it there." The boy, who wanted to have his ball back, cast all thought to the winds and brought the key. The door opened.